Chaos, Showdown, Hunger Games. These are just a few of the words used to describe what was perhaps the strangest late-night program that the Norris University Center has ever hosted. On Sunday morning, about 200 COVID-19 vaccine doses were administered between midnight and 2:30 a.m., after being announced via email to on-campus students only 2.5 hours prior.
You're going to fill out the consent form, and the first page of the registration, then come back down, and then we'll call you when we're ready to wait about it.
This was Norvax, and I was there from beginning to end. Here's how it went down, at least as far as I can tell. At around 9:30 p.m. on Saturday night, numerous students living on campus received an email from Residential Services with the subject line, Limited Vaccination Opportunity. In it, students were told that, quote, Northwestern University unexpectedly received 169 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccines must be administered in a quick time frame. A vaccine clinic for registered students who live on campus is being set up in the Norris University Center tonight. Already, there's a lot to unpack. First things first, how did Northwestern unexpectedly obtain a supply of COVID vaccines to administer to students? I didn't have to look far to find someone who could tell me. Vice President of Operations Luke Fagora, who has led the university's response to the pandemic since it began, personally facilitated the Norvax event by greeting and instructing students as they arrived.
So we found out about 8:30 that there was the opportunity to get some doses that were going to spoil if they didn't get used tonight from public health, not from Evanston Public Health. We did our first appointment at midnight, so we kind of put all that together in about 3 hours tonight.
Fagora said he couldn't disclose which public health department supplied the doses, other than clarifying that it was not Evanston Health and Human Services. He added that given how suddenly the university itself learned about the extra doses, he was pleased with the team that could be assembled.
It was a hectic 3 hours. We've got about 8 people in there administering the actual vaccine, and then a few other people kind of helping out just with logistics and check-in and everything else.
So that answers the when and how. But what about the who? Because while the email said appointments were open on a first-come, first-served basis to all on-campus students, not everyone actually received the email. Such was the case for Courtney Sullivan Wu, a first-year student in McCormick and School of Comm who lives in an on-campus dorm.
No, I refreshed my email a dozen times, and I was very confused as to what email people were talking about for a while until I got very explicit texts from friends.
Sullivan Wu ended up securing an appointment, albeit one at 1:30 a.m. But she credits this far more to luck than anything else, as her friends who did receive the email alerted her to it just in time. Even receiving the email was no guarantee, though. Weinberg sophomore Jason Hagelmeyer said that the difference between him securing an appointment and his roommate failing was a matter of minutes.
He did it like 5 minutes after me, probably less than 5 minutes, probably 3 minutes, and I did it right with him, and he didn't get it. And you could tell it was over because like about 10 minutes or 15 minutes after we got the email, it was really easy to go on and apply, which means all the traffic was gone. So like that was already a sign that we probably were going to get it after that.
Not having an appointment didn't deter everyone. Stories of last-minute vaccinations becoming available due to no-shows are common throughout the country, and some hopeful students stuck it out on the first floor of Norris just in case some popped up, including first-year School of Comm student Alan Rodriguez.
I mean, I've heard of it all over the news or, like, from friends saying, you know, they're just chilling at, you know, vaccine clinics, and there's always extras. Some person always forgets to come, and, you know, I might as well try, and even if I don't get a vaccine, it'll be a nice story.
As frustrating as it is, such slim odds can be expected when less than 200 appointments are made first come, first serve to a community of several thousand on-campus students. Except, that wasn't quite how all of the appointments were assigned. Because as check-ins and vaccinations began on the second floor of Norris, something quickly became clear. A weirdly high number of recipients were student athletes. Hagelmeyer said he took notice when check-in staff started discussing a high number of no-shows from student athletes with appointments.
Like the receptionist and like I think one of the directors of the clinic was talking about like athletes that hadn't showed up yet and they had like 11:30 or 12 o'clock appointments and I got there at like 1:30. There was like 18 people that they were mentioning for athletes alone. And they were like, should we keep waiting? Should we hold on? Should we hold on?
Sitting in the waiting room, I overheard much of what Hagelmeyer described. Throughout the night, I heard at least 8 Northwestern football players identify themselves at check-in, and the 18 no-shows Hagelmeyer mentioned were said to be football players as well. Questions asked of certain students at check-in included, quote, "You know if there are any other athletes coming tonight? Are you on my athlete list? And football, I assume?" At around 2:45 a.m., after all the vaccines had been administered and the last students left observation, I spoke with Fagora again for a follow-up interview. I asked him specifically about the high number of student athletes present and why there appeared to be a separate way they'd been signed up for vaccinations. Fagora answered by saying that since most of the staff working the event were athletic trainers, contacting student athletes provided an easy way to ensure demand was high enough to avoid any doses going to waste.
We were just trying to kind of fill all the slots that we had. Most of the staff here that were working tonight were actually the athletic trainers. So they did some recruitment as well in terms of trying to get people in that they knew still needed the vaccine. When we kind of first got the note that we had doses, unknown whether we'd be able to get 200 people in here. Frankly, I think that was a big question we had. And so we knew we could fill a few right there because we had the trainers working the event and then sent those out to the res halls and filled out those rests. So I think we were actually surprised, frankly, by how quickly the demand filled. Good to know for next time, but yeah, it's about 15 minutes it took for all those spots to fill up.
Hagelmeyer pushed back on this reasoning and said that prioritizing student athletes over more vulnerable students shows a clear preferential treatment.
The survey filled out in like 10 minutes and it was over. People wanted that vaccine. There was this argument that there wouldn't have been enough people to fill the demand is just like, it's just false. Low-income students and, you know, compromised, marginalized, RPOC folks. It's just another example of the university just not really showing that they care about marginalized students and just going to athletes when athletes are always taken care of.
In total, over the course of around 2.5 hours, Fagora said that around 200 people were administered the entirety of the unexpected vaccine, thanks in part to extra doses being present in the vials. As he put it,
yeah, no wasted doses. Every last one went into an arm.
From Norris University Center, this is Alex Harrison, WNUR News.